Good evening, pupils, Boogans, and iTunes folks. You know, it's getting darker and darker every time I walk home, which obviously it would do going from summer to autumn or fall to winter. But even though they say it's more dangerous walking through a dark city at night than walking through a town or village, there are more people around in a city, so it's more likely that you'd get help, I suppose. And also, it's purely a numbers game. Just because more people get attacked and mugged and what have you in cities, doesn't mean that, well, there are more people that go through the cities, so it doesn't mean that I can't be the one person that gets attacked in a town and village. No, I'm not really that much of a scaredy cat, but when your mind is kind of in instinct mode, you're prepared for the worst, I guess. You're looking into dark shadows and hearing sounds and imagining the worst. Like when a bike came up behind me, I heard a noise that I didn't recognise, looked over my shoulder, and in that split second, I saw this light coming towards me fast. And yes, it was kind of a split second before my brain realised what it was, and in that moment, I imagined the worst. Now, it's not as if I screamed or anything. I think my heart may have skipped a slight beat, but that's to be expected, isn't it? But anyway, I'm not sure whether it's best to get a torch so that I can announce my presence more and look into those darker corners, or whether it's best to find a different route home so I don't walk through so many shadows, or whether it's better to skulk in the shadows so that any potential predators can't see me. Oh well, never mind. Home now. Safe at last. This is where I walk in and find a robber in the process. Anywho, that's my book.